There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with news from Australia, where research has shown that Hebrew conversation groups have transformed from informal gatherings into vital community hubs, strengthening ties between the Jewish diaspora and Israel. Alon Kasuto, the CEO of the Zionist Federation of Australia, emphasizes the significance of Hebrew fluency for Jewish unity. Participants have shown value in their involvement for language skills and social connections, creating friendships and preparing for potential life in Israel. Despite challenges in addressing diverse learners, these groups reflect a robust commitment to heritage, showcasing the enduring bond between Australian Jews and their homeland. In Europe, German authorities are anticipating significant and potentially violent anti-Israel protests in Berlin during International Workers' Day demonstrations planned for tomorrow, May the 1st. Known for its left-wing activism, this year's Revolutionary May Day will focus on tensions in the Middle East, particularly the Gaza conflict, under the slogan Free Gaza. The State Criminal Police Office is preparing to address potential violence, vandalism, and anti-Semitic propaganda. In the United States and Canada, state and local officials, along with public schools, have henceforth designated April the 29th as hashtag End Jew Hatred Day to support Jewish communities in combating anti-Semitism. The grassroots movement announced that it has garnered nearly 100 proclamations from various political leaders, including governors and members of Congress. Brooke Goldstein, co-founder of the movement, emphasized the nonpartisan support for this initiative as a step towards unity in the fight against Jew hatred. Looking at other news making headlines, Downing Street has criticized Irish rap group Kneecap's apology for their previous comments supporting Hamas and Hezbollah and advocating violence against MPs, labeling it as insincere. In response, the group emphasized that they do not promote violence, asserting their message centers around love, inclusion, and hope. Hungary's parliament has voted to withdraw from the International Criminal Court, citing perceived bias against Israel and the Gaza conflict. Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó has criticized the ICC's credibility, and the withdrawal will take effect 1 year after notifying the United Nations. On Memorial Day, President Isaac Herzog has reflected on a sorrowful year, meeting over 1,100 bereaved families and emphasizing their loss. Herzog urged Israelis to practice restraint, combat anti-Semitism, and reaffirmed Israel as the homeland for the global Jewish community. This evening, 35 individuals will light torches at Mount Herzl in Jerusalem, marking the emotional transition from Memorial Day to Independence Day. Honorees include freed hostages, war heroes, and cultural icons under the theme Bridges of Hope. Notable figures like singer Zehava Ben and athletes will participate in the ceremony. And finally, as we move from Memorial Day to Independence Day, President Herzog reiterated to Israel and the global Jewish community the crucial need for unity and solidarity in the face of worldwide challenges.
Dear sisters and brothers, Achyotai ve'Echai, from around the world, Shalom to all of you from Jerusalem, our eternal capital, and Yom Atzmaut Sameach, Happy Israeli Independence Day. Celebrating 77, the blessing of the Jewish statehood, we in Israel and the global Jewish communities draw from one another. As we mark Yom HaAtzmaut this year, may we listen in closely to this gift of our connection, to the privilege and responsibility we have to continue writing our Jewish story again and together, and the eternal calling to keep fighting for what matters, what really matters, for our hostages, for our ethical legacy, for our independence, and for our shared future. I send my deepest personal message of support to each and every one of you. Wherever on the globe you may be, may we share many moments of true joy together. Mirushalayim, ani me'achel lekulchem velekulanu, Yom Atzmaut Sameach, Am Yisrael Chai.
For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.